Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 8, 2017. In today's news, KONE is teaming up with an Estonian startup, EMR has appointed a new president, a boy's fingers were reattached after an elevator mishap in Dubai, and first call for papers has been issued for the Northampton Symposium.
KONE is partnering with Estonian startup Indoor Ninja, a developer of cloud-based visitor management services, to improve and automate check-in for office building visitors. When entering a lobby, a visitor is prompted to look at a tablet that lists all the companies and employees in the building. The visitor selects the desired host, who receives a video call on his or her smartphone, which allows the host to identify the visitor. Then the host can send an elevator to pick the guest up from the lobby. Office occupants can also use the associated app to call elevators in advance for themselves. Retrofitting the system to older buildings with KONE elevators is also possible. The solution is still being tested in Finland, the Baltics, the UK, and Israel.
Caroline Kaufman Kirschnick has been appointed president of Electric Motor Repair Company, or EMR, which performs emergency service and planned maintenance in several industries, including the elevator sector. Kaufman Kirschnick will replace her father, Roger Kaufman. She began her career at EMR, working summers during her junior high and high school years. Her full-time career at EMR began in October 2003, when she began in accounts receivable, before moving into human resources. 5 years later, she moved to a role in operations, followed by sales. Then she transferred to EMR's Delaware branch, where she served as assistant branch manager before being promoted to operations manager. 3 years later, she returned to Baltimore as the operations manager at EMR's headquarters. Her most recent promotion was in June 2015 to general manager overseeing all branches and service areas.
The Collegiate Times reported the fingers of a boy's right hand were reattached at a local hospital after being severed in an elevator mishap in Dubai. The boy, a resident of a Gulf Cooperation Council country, was rescued by the Dubai police within minutes of the incident, said to have happened as a result of his playing. A Dubai police official said personnel are available 24/7 to respond to such incidents, and that the police rescued 157 women and children trapped in cars, elevators, and restrooms from January to mid-September.
The 9th edition of the Symposium on Lift and Escalator Technologies has been announced for September 19th and 20th, 2018, in Northampton, United Kingdom. The first call for abstracts of peer-reviewed papers to be presented at the event was recently issued. Speakers will include industry experts, academics, and postgraduate students. The deadline for abstract submission for the May 15, 2018, 8th Symposium on Lift and Escalator Technologies in Hong Kong is November 30th, with notifications of acceptance to be sent by the end of the year. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.